reviews.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Torrey might even play it on the air. News 1023 KRMG.
Welcome back to University of Tulsa's Chapman Stadium, Skelly Field, as we have the second quarter about to get underway in the Mid-First Bank Backyard Bowl, the 15th edition. And after one quarter, after 12 minutes, it's the Jenks Trojans 13, the Union Redskins nothing. And statistically wise, it all has been Jenks so far. Union has yet to really produce any kind of offense.
They haven't done much on the offensive side, and on the defensive side, they look good at most. You know, they've given up two big plays, 26 yards of total offense right now for the Redskins. So they're going to have to put something together here, but they're going to get that opportunity as we continue.
We have Doc Blevins down on the field, the sideline reporter for us. We'll get to him just after this first play here for Union as Peyton Thompson brings the Redskins out. Going from right to left as you'll be looking in. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. My man goes in motion. Brock Henry, the tight end, turns the handoff, goes to Boone. Boone goes up the middle for just a couple yards.
Doc, what do you have for us down on the sideline?
Well, I wanted Chris to know that one of his old proteges is here. Al Jerkins is back in town just to watch the Jenks Union rivalry.
All right.
Big Al. All the way from Florida, right? Is that where he went?
Yeah, he went to Florida. Now he's heading to Nashville or something. Yeah, so good. Well, all the best to Big Al. Good to have him here. Darius Boone, the backfield, off to the left of the quarterback, Peyton Thompson. Thompson, the shotgun, takes a snap, hands off, and goes to Boone. Boone has some room running, 50, across the midfield. First down for the Union Redskins. Tripped up there as he crossed the 50-yard line. It was Tristan Quillen who got a hand on him.
That's one of those times you just see streaks of brilliance. You look like a snowplow out there. There was just a complete wall set up for Boone.
That was a 13-yard pickup, one of the best plays for the Redskins so far in this first half. Short pickup there for Boone there, just 2 or 3 yards. Tackle made by Noah Hernandez, their inside linebacker.
He's a big fella. He's been around the inside linebacker and running back. So
yes,
he's playing
right.
two ways tonight.
Thompson gets the snap here. Second down and 8. He's going to be thrown down. Ball is loose on the ground at the 50-yard line. A lot of pressure put on, and Thompson had no chance there.
Quint Barnes actually fell on that thing. So good job by the big fella staying alive and keeping the drive alive for the Redskins.
Ernest Grayson was the one who first hit Thompson there. Now brings up third down at about 12. Redskins in midfield need to get down to the Jenks 38-yard line. Man goes in motion. Thompson waiting for the shotgun from the snap. Boone beside him. Back to pass goes Thompson. Throws it out to Boone. Has some running room on the left side. Breaks one tackle but falls out the 45-yard line. Look at some running room there, but just getting a hand on him was Caleb Peters to bring him down, and it'll be now a fourth down once again for the Redskins, and the punt team's going to come back out again.
They gave the old okey-doke there. They all run on the field, and they said, whoa, let's bring it back. So it looks like they may go for it. Coach Fred said they're going to go for more fourth downs.
Wow.
And this looks like they're going to go ahead and either do a hard count or they're going to go.
Well, they need 7 yards on fourth down. They're at the 45. Need to get to inside the 40, the 38 of Jenks. Let's see if they'll go through with this. Thompson, quarterback here, has Boone off to his left side. Thompson waits for the snap. They're going to go for it. Fourth and 7, quick kick. Thompson, nobody back there really for Jenks on the play. The ball bounces inside the 10-yard line. This is going to work out great. Now a flag is thrown all of a sudden late as the ball is blown dead at the Jenks 8-yard line, but a flag is on the field.
Looks like Matthew Minix is maybe get called for that. Number 50 for the Redskins. See if I can track that down over there. Jake Henry was just standing around as the play was going downfield, and Minix just took him out.
Justin Union pins Jenks deep with that punt.
And what a great quick kick.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked beautiful, got off quick, had a great Union Redskins bounce.
After kicks of punts of 17 and 34 yards, good to see one like that.
Again, yeah, I like free plays and reset of the downs.
Yep. They're still discussing this. Just underway in the second quarter here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. This you're listening to. Number 2, Union Redskins against number 3 ranked Jenks in the 15th edition of the Mid-First Bank Backyard Bowl.
So what could the discussion be here? I'm wondering, it's fourth down and they kick it. They call a personal foul. The play's still going.
Yeah.
Is it after the play, is it going to be Jenks ball move half the distance? Or is it going to be a Union ball and a first down?
Referee Randy Jeffers is going out to talk to Coach Kirk Frederick. They're standing right on the 40 at the 40-yard line. The Union bench is across the field from us here from the press box side. Jenks being the home team this year in the Mid-First Backyard Bowl. They're wearing their maroon uniforms. Redskins in their white jerseys and black pants, red and white stripe, and the silver helmets with the Union U on the side. Quite a discussion going on here with Kirk and referee.
It's an interesting call. I mean, it's not a dead ball because the ball was still live. So there's clear discussion, and Coach Fred, he wants the ball first down, and it looks like they're going to try to move him backwards.
Let's take a break while they sort this out. This is Union Redskin football on KRMG 102.3.
I used to post to job boards.
Only to sort through tons of resumes.
Just to find a few candidates for
my sales team.
My hair salons.
That old process was
not smart. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology scans resumes for me to find the right people.
And actively invites them to apply.
So I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School football, News 102.3 KRMG.
Back at Chapman Stadium, where they finally figured this penalty out. It was against Jinx, a personal foul, and they've marked the ball back half the distance of the goal, but puts it at the 4-yard line. So that's where Jinx has it, first and 10 at their own 4-yard line, leading 13-0, 9:42 left in the first quarter. Chris Lake, along with Zach Jones, Doc Blevins from Chapman Stadium, as Rick Corey's down with the Golden Hurricane at the University of Texas. Back to passes, Cohen throws to the middle, it's incomplete. Nice defensive play there for the Redskins. It was J.T. McLeod knocking the ball away from Dylan O'Keefe at about the 15-yard line. Incomplete. Make it second and 10. Jake still at the 4-yard line. They're huddling in the end zone here, the north end zone at Chapman Stadium.
That's the first time they've thrown to JT's side. He's your lockdown corner. The kid is physical. He's in your face, and he plays aggressive. Good job there with his hands just knocking that baby down.
One receiver out wide to the left side as Ian Cover is under center for the Trojans. Turns, hands to the running back. That's Waters. Waters breaks the tackle. 10, 15. Going to have a first down. But off the left side, a couple tackles. JoJo Nichols, the same strong safety. Finally save. It could have been a huge run for Jinx, but they get a first down and get out of their own end zone shadow.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is the stats say that this is Drayson Waters' first year playing running back. He was a quarterback his first year, and first snaps of the game are this season, and he's doing a great job there, looking more like a running back than a quarterback.
Trojans first and 10 at their own 17-yard line, 9:15 clock running, second quarter. It's Jinx 13, Union nothing so far here in the backyard bowl. Handoff goes for just a short gain for Waters. Good job by the Union defense, led by Michael Panther, the defensive end. Big short pick, about 3, 2, and 7.
I'd say it's a big second down, one of those mid-range second downs where you've got an option here. They run or they pass, play fake, play action. So you just pin your ears back here as the DBs and just be smart as the linebackers to make sure you keep things in front of you.
Jenks sends three receivers out to the right side, one to the left.
Going empty.
Now empty backfield as they send Drayson Waters, running back, also to the left side. So two wide, three left by himself as Ian Cohen throws a little caught and hit immediately. Nice reception, though, and holding on with Drayson Waters, and he was hit immediately there. Knocked down at the 27-yard line. Trey Thompson put a real lick on him there, Jack.
Yeah, that was a good job by Trey. Let him catch the ball to the inside. Unfortunately, he did let him catch it, but he put a stick on it. But how about Waters? I mean, the kid's a quarterback, but he's out there catching passes out of the backfield, running hard as a running back. It's a blessing to have talent, but way to put him on the field to find something for him.
At the 27-yard line, it's a first down again for the Jinx Trojans. Snap, Cohen takes it, hands off, and this time it's Noah Hernandez, the running back. He gets nowhere, stacked up. Maybe might have fallen forward for a yard or two, but that was about it. Good defensive recovery there by Union. It'll be second and long now for Jinx. Clock needs to run near 7:45 in this opening first half, where the Jinx Trojans on opening scoring drive and a long touchdown pass Lead Union 13-0. Redskin offense has yet to really get going at all. Hernandez running back now to the left side of the quarterback Ian Cohen. Three receivers split out to the right side. Snap. Back goes Cohen. Throws and hit immediately. First down or close to it. Spins to 35. Goes across to 38. Dylan O'Keefe, the tight end, made the reception. Good for a first down. Jaquan Sanders, left cornerback for Union, spun him out of bounds, but not before he had a gain that got him up to the 39-yard line. And the first down again for Jenks. Trojans on the move again.
Just finding places in the zone. It looked like they had great coverage out there. But what a great ball it was. Only the place where they could catch the ball for the Trojans. And Jaquan was not able to do anything but just make sure he secured the tackle.
First and 10, Jenks, their own 39-yard line. Hernandez, the backfield. Man goes in motion, hand off to Hernandez, tries the right side this time, stacked up immediately. JT McLeod was the first one to hit him as they drive him back. No gain. Maybe second down, make him a yard here. Give him a yard, I guess, second and nine, second and eight actually. Give him 2 yards on the play. Forward possession, so.
Forward progress, get a little extra roll, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you get him going backwards, you don't ever have a question about that, right?
Exactly. Cohen brings the Jenks Trojans up. They'll go into center this time. One receiver out to the left side. That's a stack of three in tight on the right side. Noah Hernandez running back behind him. Fakes the hand off to him. Big pressure. Throws out of the flat. Caught there at the 40, but swarmed under immediately there. Good defensive play there by the Redskins. Pulling down Jacob Shelley, the fullback who came out of the flat there. Made a catch. Elijah Tomlin, the outside linebacker. Michael Walker all over him.
Yeah, he's going to have to be wide open. The fullback caught that and didn't know what to do. His feet were kind of tied up there, so they were kind of hoping he would have been out in space where he could make a play.
No gain now. Third down and eight. Actually lost a yard. Let's call it third and nine. Need to reach the 49 for a first down as Ian Cohen by himself in the backfield. Three to the left, one to the right. Looks right, looks left. Now starts to run to the right side. Now throws down the field and incomplete. In and out of the hands at the 40-yard line intended for the flanker, Julian Clark. He was wide open on the sideline. Just could not hold the ball. Grant Crooms was the closest one to him for Union. But that should have been a completion, another first down. So a little bit of a break there for Union as he just could not control the football.
Yeah, I tell you, it looked like Ian was going to take off and run for the first down. He went ahead and chose to throw it. And Julian's the big fellow that caught one down the sideline for 70 yards and couldn't hold on to that one.
So on fourth and nine, Braden Phipps is back to punt the ball away for Jenks, standing inside his 30-yard line. And deep waiting for the football for Union, Kyler Pearson. Phipps, high snap, pulls it down and boots it away. Taken there by Kyler Pearson. Pearson is swarmed under at the 35-yard line. And the Union football there, first and 10. 5:47 left to play in this opening half. And again, it's Jenks 13, Union nothing. Well, Zach, I wonder what kind of adjustments the Union offensive staff has made to try to get something going here, something working for the Redskins.
Well, that last drive, we saw a couple run plays off the right side that ended up working. They go back to the left, and they've been trying to run in the middle. There's not really a whole lot in the middle unless they're just trying to set something up. So I'd say off tackle is probably the best bet, and they've got to get some more balls downfield. They've went to Kenneth Avery twice, and he's been open. They just haven't been able to connect.
Union, first and 10 from its own 36-yard line, trailing 13-0 here in the second quarter. Thompson throws out to the side. Slips one tackle, 40, 25-yard line. Going to have a first down. Nice throw and catch there. Up the sideline they went.
Troy Dillard, maybe?
Yeah, Troy Dillard.
Sitting number eight. We haven't seen much of him. And Troy Dillard is the young man that caught the kickoff and made a secure catch. 5'6", 145, made a good scurry down the sideline.
And a first down. It's now Union at their own 49-yard line, first and 10. Thompson takes the snap. Hands off. It goes to Boone. Boone sweeps the right side. Across the 50 into Jenks territory. Down to the Trojans' 46, close to the 45-yard line.
Looked like a run-pass option possibility there. Peyton wasn't sure if he was going to give it or not. Great choice. Made some yards. Never a bad thing when you pick up yards.
At the 46-yard line, second down, about five. Thompson again, hands out right up the middle. Big hole. Darius Boone across the 40, across the 35-yard line. First down for Union Redskins. Jared Galley made the tackle there. The outside linebacker for Jenks, but great movement by the offensive line. Clinton Barnes, Ryan Rodriguez, Ricky Stoneberg on the right side. Look, a big hole for Boone. Blewett again takes a snap off the right side, dives inside now, goes close to the 30-yard line as Union has got something going now.
Yeah, that was just that little counteraction that they kind of trapped the tackle or trapped the nose guard. That's another horse collar, two horse collars in a row, hadn't got it yet. I think they hopefully can get something like that here shortly.
Boone, the running back still, left side of the quarterback, Peyton Thompson. Thompson, back to pass. Big pressure's on, throws, got his man complete. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, and down to the 8-yard line. Nice catch and run by Kyler Pearson, the 5'9", 150-pound junior. James Pruitt made the tackle, the inside linebacker, but not before a 23-yard gain. Redskins knocking on the door now, inside the 10-yard line. It's first and goal, Union.
Good job by the little fella. 5'9", 150. The guy's got scat. He's like a scat back. He caught the ball about the line of scrimmage, made a couple people miss, scurried through the middle. Man, he did a great job of picking up big yards on that play.
Boone is out. Elijah Tomlin is in at running back. Off to the left side, now goes to the right side of quarterback Peyton Thompson in the shotgun. Thompson takes a snap, hands it off to Elijah. Elijah stacked up right at the line of scrimmage. Might have gotten a yard at that.
They blitzed right into that one.
Drake Vinoy, the junior strong safety, led the tackles there.
Yeah, they walked that strong safety right up the line of scrimmage and blitzed right into it. Isaiah did a great job of adjusting after he got the handoff and just tucked it up inside, but there was nowhere for him to go on that one. Equipment. Let's see that Quentin Barnes is going to have to take a play off. He lost his helmet there.
Second and 10. Second and goal from the 10-yard line. Thompson looks, throws, and nobody's going to be back there. Receivers got hung up on the right side there, and he threw it in a spot in the end zone, and nobody was even near it. So it'll be third and goal from the 10-yard line now for Union.
Intended to throw to Jaquay Shavers, and he looked like he was going to do a back shoulder throw or a corner, you know, running down the sideline. He hooked it up about the three, and just a misconnection there. Didn't hook up on the play.
Darius Boone, the senior star running back, back in the backfield now behind the quarterback Peyton Thompson. Look to the sideline for the play on a third down and goal from the Jenks 10. Union down 13-0, looking for points. Thompson takes the snap. Hands to Boone. Now Boone flips it back, right side 10 to the 5 and into the end zone. It's a touchdown for Union as they're on the board. Nice reverse there. Kyler Pearson, the flanker, and a flanker reverse. Picked the pitch from Darius Boone, the running back, and went untouched into the end zone, but a flag is down. There is a flag down at the 10-yard line. Let's see what happens here. 4:02 left in the first half. No points on the board yet officially. The officials are meeting, talking about it. Let's see if we get a signal here.
There's a great wall set up. They're walking backwards in the offense, maybe hanging their head a little bit, so they might have got called for something.
Here comes our referee, Randy Jeffers. After the play.
Oh, how about that?
Touchdown awesome. Will count. The call is against Jenks. Roughing call after the play. They'll have the kickoff. They'll penalize it on that. But that means this touchdown is good. So the Union Redskins are on the board. Out comes their star place kicker, Noah Rauschenberg, for the extra point. Rauschenberg waiting. Oh, that's all kinds of movement in the line there. Jenks looks like they jumped in offsides a bit. 4:02 left in the first half. Union looking to cut the Jenks lead to 6 points. It was 13-0. They touchdown. On a nice flanker reverse by Kyler Pearson on a third and 10.
Doc, what are you seeing down there for weather? It looks like we've got something blowing in. It looks like a snowstorm. What are you seeing?
You know what? Nothing. There's no moisture, and the wind has not picked up, and it's still hot and humid. So nothing seems to be happening, but I'll let you know if it comes.
Well, it just looks thick.
Looks like it's just humidity, I guess. Look at that. Wow.
I see what you're saying. You can't see through the wind, through the air.
Come to me.
Go ahead, Doc. What do you got?
Okay, I just felt my first sprinkle, so we may have some sprinkling, but I have brought a poncho, and I will not get wet.
There you go, Doc.
Here we go.
The penalty against Jenks has been declined by Union, and so the extra point attempt still coming for Rauschenberg.
I like that decline. Don't move too close for kicks.
That's right. Spot in the 10-yard line. Rauschenberg waiting for the snap. Now there's a whistle, and I think there's another flag thrown. Holy cow, it's just an extra point, guys. How tough is this? All right, now we're seeing it back where we're going. Murphy picked up his flag, so. Rauschenberg swings it through, and the kick is good. Union puts 7 on the board and cuts Jenks' lead from 13-7 now. Jenks 13, Union 7. This is Redskins football on KRMG 102.3.
It goes beyond paint and sheet metal. The skill and precision and pride everyone at Action Auto Collision takes in their work. From helping with insurance to making your wrecked car not only look new, but drive new, is nothing short of incredible. Action Auto Collision is a proud sponsor of Union High School football. Action Auto Collision, just south of 51st and Garnett. For exceptional service, call 918-252-0411.
Here's how you can put in just a little effort and help our schools in a big way. Just switch your checking account to TTCU Federal Credit Union. You get $150 for switching, and every time you use your school pride card, TTCU donates to our schools.
With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.2% as of 6/1/18. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/18. Bonus requirements must be met within 60 business days of account opening. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
So make the switch and make a difference.
This is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
Welcome back to Chapman Stadium on the campus of the University of Tulsa, where it is the Jenks Trojans leading Union 13-7. The Redskins just scoring on a flank to reverse play on a 3rd-and-10 play. And it was a penalty afterwards against Jenks, so Union will be able to move the football up here for the kickoff.
Doc, you want to come with us, give us one more feed there before we get kicked off?
Well, I just wanted to tell you that that I had 3 sprinkles, I felt, and then it quit. So that must have been the front, came through and left.
Well, it just looks thick, like maybe it's just mist in the air. That's what I said, it looks kind of like it's
snowing. You wouldn't want to be playing baseball and try to hit a home run in this air.
That's right. That's right.
Noah Rauschenberg leads the Union kickoff team out onto the field. This time they'll get to kick this one from the Jenks side of the field, the 45-yard line. Not that no one needs it. He routinely puts it through the end zone when he's back at his own 40-yard line. So
maybe he'll put it through the uprights here and practice. Is that going to be a 40, 55
What do you think? Try the onside kick here or a short pooch kick or something? Why not?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, that's a great idea. I mean, you're already giving up 10 yards on the kickoff, 15 yards on the kickoff. So
Jenks senses something. They've sent their whole entire team over to the right side, and that's where Rushberg's lining up to put though. It is a short pooch kick, onside kick, and let's see who gets it. Scramble for it. Where'd it go? Is it out of bounds?
God, what a great kick. He had the right angle. It just didn't take that Union bounce where it pops up in the air after that second bounce.
So Jenks will keep possession at their 34-yard line, but hey, well, good effort though. Why not give
like
it a shot?
I like taking advantage of the opportunity in the field position. So Oklahoma 6A1 rankings, Broken Arrow 2-0, Union 1-1, Jenks 2-0, Owosso 4th place at 1-1, Westmore is coming in at 5th place, 1-0, Edmond Santa Fe 1-0, up down to 6th place. So
anybody have any report from Owosso, Broken Arrow, number 1 in the state, playing Owosso number 4 over there?
Trying to pull up some scores.
Owosso just coming off their first loss, breaking their long win streak from last year. Our state champions losing over at Fayetteville, Arkansas to the team that Coach Bill Blankenship coached to a championship in Arkansas in 2016.
Yeah, that was an unfortunate loss for Owosso. And, you know, I'm sure Fayetteville, one of those things where you know, almost like where you played for the coach before and you've got a little vendetta against him. And they came and showed out well. You know, it wasn't always, you never hate to blame it on the referees, but it wasn't always a fair shake. But, you know, that's how they go sometimes.
They had thrown a flag, but the referee has picked it up and waved it off. And so it'll be Jenks football, 1st and 10, their own 34-yard line after the short kick, onside kick, failed to get possession for the Redskins. Grayson Waters, the backfield with Ian Cohen, the senior quarterback for the Trojans. Has it, fakes it, hands up, hit and knocked down. Now a flag is thrown, maybe a high targeting shot. JoJo Nichols for Union Redskins just about decapitated Bo Estes, the flanker for Jenks, on a bang-bang play, and a flag came out immediately, so this could cost Union here.
I'd like to see the replay, but when JoJo came up to make the stick, man, he put it right on him, and it looked like the shot was clean. He got a shoulder pad on the helmet and the head behind it, but, I mean, it looked like he smoked him, about took his head off.
Here's the referee.
Oh,
know, man. Rick, that looked clean to me from up here on the slow motion replay.
They just called a personal foul, though, right?
Yeah, personal foul. Targeting. They didn't throw him out, so that's good news.
Yeah. Mark up of 15 yards brings the football up to the 49-yard line, an automatic first down, of course. And the Trojans, first and 10 now at their own 49. Cohen back to pass, throws to the right side, wide open at the 35-yard line, and being pulled down there is Braden Phipps for another first down for Jinx. J.T. McLeod was over there defensively, but not in time. Jordan Nichols also came over to help with his tackle. But it goes to the 35-yard line. First and 10 now as Jinx is in Union territory.
They're running two receivers to the outside. The outside receiver just running a hitch, a short route. And the inside receiver's just running over the top to the outside and just trying to, it's a zone buster, and they're doing a great job of it.
3:51 left in this first half, 13-7. Jinx leads over Union, and Jinx driving for more. Waters to backfield with quarterback Coleman. Coleman hands to Waters. Big hole, left side, 30, 25, 20. And he's going to be pulled down at the 20-yard line. Grabbing hold is Cameron Watson, holding on there. The Union free safety. He had a huge hole, big running room there. Went for 35 and a 15-yard gain down to the 20. It's a first down, Jinx.
I tell you, we missed Cameron last week out with an injury. He's back this week, and a great secure tackle there. Touchdown saving tackle there by Cameron Watts.
Cohen brings him out. Waters off to his left side. Two receivers left, one to the right. Cohen from the Union 20 takes the snap, fakes the handoff, looks left, now throws. The guy wide open, 10, 5, touchdown, Jinx. Blake Pitcock made the reception. He was wide open inside the 5-yard line. And a 20-yard touchdown pass from the senior Ewan Cohen to the senior Blake Pitcock. And Jinx has scored for the third time tonight.
Well, I'll tell you, that was just a great set-down route. He looked like he was going to run a post on that. And he just sat down right between the zone. Ian, of course, taking the snap, sitting down there, nice, patient, made the throw.
Ethan Barnard tries to add the extra point. The kick is up, and the kick is good. And the Jinx Trojans, with 3 minutes, 17 seconds left in the first half of the mid-first backyard bowl, they now lead Union 20-7. This is Union Redskin football on KRMG.
Wayne called the other day. He wanted me to warn you about some of the ads he's been seeing on the internet, TV, and radio. They're pitching extended warranties. He said it's not so much the dealer warranties and the warranties you get from your bank or credit union. Those are usually okay. It's the aftermarket warranties he doesn't trust. He said people pay as much as $2,500 for these things. But then when they try to use them, they find loopholes and fine print, and some of them even put in used parts that are as old as the parts they're replacing. Or they'd keep you waiting so long that you give up and go pay for it yourself. Wayne sees a lot of that. So before you do anything, he wants you to call him, and he'll help you make the right move. Of course, if you have transmission trouble, then you really need to call him. 918-695-7012 or lifetimetransmissions.com or Facebook, because a lifetime transmissions warranty is a real warranty. Good for as long as you own your vehicle, wherever you are in the continental USA, parts and labor included. Boy, hard to believe there are guys out there that even make Hector look good.
Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023 KRMG.
Welcome back to the 15th edition of the Mid-First Bank Bowl, the biggest rival in the state of Oklahoma, high school, big school football. It's Union, number two ranked against number three, Jinx, and Jinx leading 20-7, 3:17 left in this opening half.
Well, I thought the air show was next week. That's four plays, 43 seconds, taking 66 yards, putting the Trojans up 20-7.
Pearson McLeod waiting for the kick, and it bounces over their heads into through the end zone. It'll be a touchback, and Union will take over, bring their offense out on the field. Well, they're first and 10 at their own 20-yard line.
Still no score across the street. Broken Arrow and Owosso still 0-0, just 30 minutes in, but no points on the board yet.
Union, of course, had this touchdown drive, and they're flanking reverse touchdown, and then right away Jinx came back to answer that and lead 20-7 here as we're 3 minutes, 17 seconds away from halftime. From the 20, Peyton Thompson, senior quarterback, has his star running back Darius Boone off to his right side, two receivers to the right, two to the left now. Thompson waits for the snap of the shotgun, takes it, makes the pitch to the flanker, clears from Pearson. Hits his own man, spun out of bounds. Ran into his own blocker over there. Pearson colliding there and getting knocked out of bounds short of the 20-yard line.
Looked like number six, Braden White, was out there blocking. He's listed as a quarterback, but he's playing receiver. Great job engaging out there on the outside, and it looked like he got a little pressure from the outside and got run into.
Loss of four on the play, so it's now second down and 14 from the 16-yard line and movement on the line.
The big fella, Ryan Fernandez, or Velasquez. Doc, what do you got for us down there on the field?
I want to tell you about Braden White. He was a quarterback. He's still listed. If they got down to a third quarterback, he would probably play. But he volunteered to go to receivers, done a great job, and his future probably is baseball.
Illegal procedure against Union cost him another five. Now it's second down and 18 yards from their own 12-yard line. Need to get to 30 for a first down. Thompson makes the snap, hands to Boone off the right side. He'll get a short gain, 3 or 4 yards, just short of the 15-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and long yardage for Union, deep in their own territory. Ernest Grayson, defensive end, made the stop for Jenks. Jenks 2-0, Union 1-1 in this third weekend of Oklahoma High School football for 2018. Oh, now somebody jumped too far. That was Jenks. Defensive player, Blake Isham, yes, came out of his stance and fell across the line. That will make his dad very happy. His dad is their defensive line coordinator. And his son, Blake, a little anxious there.
He'll get a couple extra gassers next
week. Yeah, cost him five. Now it's third down and 10 for Union. They're at their own 20. They need to get the 30-yard line for the first down to keep this drive going.
I think you already knew what the play was. Go ahead and move on.
Referee Randy Jeffers just confirming that offsides on the Jenks defense there.
Third and 10, so it's a great down for screen play.
Union's got two receivers to the left, two to the right. Darius Brown in the backfield behind Peyton. Peyton looks to throw, throws off the right side, coming back for the ball, but unable to make the catch. A little high and wide for him, incomplete. Fourth down, you have to punt from deep in its own territory. Intended there for Braden White, but overthrown a bit. So it'll be Redskins a punt of the way here with 2:39 left in the first half.
We hadn't seen much of Braden White, and that's another thing we talked about early in this game was they've got to get that mesh point between the new receivers, and they're continuing to put new receivers in the game. But there you see it. He throws an out route, and it's just a little high and outside.
Stephen Forrest to punt. He's had a punt of 17 and 34 yards. Gets a much better kick this time. Hit at the 47-yard line. He's going to be knocked down there. It'll be Jake's football inside Union territory at the 48-yard line with 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in the first half, leading 20 to 7 over Union.
Looks like he picked up about 27 yards on that punt, so he's 10 better than the last time. We can keep on adding 10 and go in the right direction. They're going to need to come up with a big stop here.
Yeah.
You know, they're down 20 to 7, 2 minutes and 30 seconds left, but they're going to have to button down. They can't give up any more points right here for the half, but it would be great to have a defensive turnaround.
Here come the Trojans. Offense out on the field. First and 10, set up at the Union 48-yard line. Ian Coleman, the quarterback. Grayson Waters running back to his left, sends a man in motion, and throws out to that man in the flat. 50, 45, and Ryan Ankle, he's pulled down there. That was Grayson Waters coming out of the backfield. Cameron Watts made a really nice tackle there to pull him down after a gain on the play. About 8 yards, 7 yards.
I still look at that number 10 and think it's not Cameron Watts, but it's a great fill and a heck of a tackle out on the outside.
Now from the Union 41-yard line. Second down. Long three here for Jenks. Turn hands off. Off the right side and now being driven down at the 40-yard line, short of the first down. Will Cox.
That's the first time we've called his name to run the ball. And that's a great tackle there by CJ, or JT McLeod come up making a stick on him.
So it's third and short for Jenks. They're at the Union 39-yard line, 2 yards away from a first down. Cohen running back to the left side, two receivers left, one to the right. Ian waits the snap. The shotgun takes it. Then a pass. Looking to the left side. Looking over the middle. All kinds of time. Now he starts to roll out. Goes out to the left. Throwing. Looking to throw. Now he's going to keep the football. 40. And I think he's going to be short of the first down, though. Did not make it in time. He got run out of bounds here by Jacob Rogers. Good job there. And it'll be a Short yardage, the fourth down.
I'll tell you what, Ian tried to keep that alive as long as he could. The kid just continues to look downfield. It's impressive. You know, as he's such a tough competitor, he wants to run the ball, but he's got his eyes downfield, wanting to throw downfield, and he decides to tuck it. And wonderful job there by Jacob Rogers. He didn't have the angle to the backfield, but he took off and ran straight to the sideline and cut him off just enough to save the first down or the fourth down.
Good coverage here. We have a timeout on the field, though, with just 1:15 left. Is Jake going to go for it? We'll find out when we come back on KRMG 102.3.
So here's something you might have experienced. I used to post to job boards, only to spend countless hours
sorting through way too many resumes,
just to find a few qualified candidates for
my tech sales teams,
the trucking business I hire for,
my hair salons.
That old process was definitely not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scanned thousands of resumes
to find people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I got qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
Fourth and one. Jenkins is going to go for it at the Union 40-yard line. And now there's some other action here. And we have another timeout on the field. Jenkins again has called the timeout. We'll take on it again. Let's go back to the studio here. It's KRMG, Union Redskin football. Union trails Jenks 20-13, 20-7, 1:15 left in this first half.
Jim Norton Toyota smack dab in the middle of a giant used car clearance. And today, Friday, you won't believe how low our prices just got on hundreds of pre-owned vehicles. Every single pre-owned vehicle at Jim Norton Toyota has been marked to our absolute rock bottom price. I'm looking at a bunch of certified pre-owns like this 2014 Camry. Now just $11,000. That's just 11 grand for a barely driven Camry. And we've got a bunch just like it. So you got to hurry to Jim Norton Toyota because we're overstocked with our best selection of vehicles ever. I'm talking about low mileage, late model pre-owned Toyota. So you get Toyota's quality, reliability, and peace of mind for a mere fraction of that new car price. Plus, at Jim Norton Toyota, every certified pre-owned Toyota comes with a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, super low new car finance rates, a Carfax vehicle history report, and a whole lot more. So come get them today, Friday. They're guaranteed to look and perform like brand new. And at Jim Norton Toyota, you're paying a fraction of the new car price. So hurry to Jim Norton Toyota, 9809 South Memorial, where T-Town gets Toyota. Plus tax, title, and license, doc fee of $249, 2014 Camry, stock number C73978.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Torrey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG.
Well, Jenks lined up to punt the football. And it was Brandon Phipps, their punter, back there. And he took the snap and rolled out to his right side. Looked like he was thinking maybe about passing or running. Then Union had good coverage, so he ended up just kicking the football away and actually shanking it off to the right side, but it didn't need much anyway because at the least it gives the football, it gives back to Union, and Union will take over first and 10 at its own 29-yard line. And notice the officials have a towel over the football now, so they're getting some moisture down there.
The doc said it's kind of a mist, so just thick air looks like what we were kind of expecting as we watch it kind of blow in here.
Here comes Thompson, the Redskins offense now with 1:06 left to play in this first half. They trail Jenks 20-7. Boone in the backfield with Thompson. Head up to Boone. Looking room on the right side. Breaks through one tackle. 30 up to the 34-yard line. Pulled down there by Tristan Quillen. And the clock continues to run.
Redskins have three timeouts remaining. If they can run this correctly, 52 seconds on the clock, they can get down enough to put Rauschenberg in distance.
I bet head coach Kirk Frederick will be using these timeouts pretty soon. They can get a big play here. Thompson, man in motion to the right side. Giving guy the throw. Now it is knocked around. Trying to get a pass underneath to Kyler Pearson, but Jenks read it nicely, and good defensive play by the Trojans. Landis Morris, that 3-year starter free safety, had some big plays tonight. Knocked that one away, and now sets up third down and about 4 for Union.
Right now, Jenks Trojans are just manning up. They're going man-to-man on the receivers, and you're saying, hey, Union, you're going to have to beat me man-to-man.
Need the 38-yard line for a first down on third down and 4 for Union. With 38 seconds left, clock running in this first half. There's the handoff, and no slipping and going down was Darius Boone. Lost his footing there at the 35, so it'll be fourth down. Covering him was James Pruitt, but he just simply lost his footing there, so maybe that little moisture is having an effect down there.
Yeah, maybe. And it, like I said, it's not super thick. It's not like it's pouring, but it's thick enough that we can see it, and everyone's covering up with umbrellas, so that's gonna play a factor on this turf.
So it is fourth down and about five. They'll have to punt it away. And actually, they're letting the clock run down, 7 seconds. They'll be able to let the clock run all the way out. 6 seconds on the game clock, and 1 second down, and that's the end of the first half. We've played two quarters of football here in the 15th annual Mid-First Bank Backyard Bowl. It is number 3, Jenks 20, number 2, Union 7 at the half. We're back with our halftime report, and Doc Blevins has a special guest, I'm sure. Also, the Jenks Union Varsity Palm Joint Performance, Trojan Pride Marching Band award-winning group will also be part of the halftime festivities, and Mid-First Bank have special check presentations, each school receiving $15,000 from Mid-First Bank, the exclusive sponsor of the Backyard Bowl. That's up from $10,000 a year ago. $15,000 to both schools from Mid-First Bank. We'll take our break here. It's halftime in Tulsa with Jenks leading Union 20-7. You're listening to it all on KRMG 102.3.